Morty Kay with you, with a pick of the week for you on Monitor by Leapy Lee, whose recent big hit was Little Arrows. Are you ready? We're going to shoot it your way. Coming up now, baby. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. In a minute, a report from Washington on the unfinished business of the Senate subcommittee hearings on Army scandals. First this, from General Motors Acceptance Corporation, GMAC, financing for cars, trucks, appliances.
A car is to see fireworks on the 4th of July, Santa Claus at Christmas, and Grandma on her 80th birthday. A car is to go where the good things are, not to complicate your life with. That's why we started GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation, to finance your car easily, quickly, at reasonable cost, with consideration. And your car insurance and creditor life insurance, all together, with a General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. For us, it's an anniversary. Our 50th year of financing cars, trucks, and appliances by the millions. So we know what you expect of us, to help you get where the good things are, without hang-ups. GMAC Financing. We uncomplicate things.
Mary DeKay, your host tonight on Monitor, and now Robert Goralski reporting from Washington.
There's been a respite in the Senate subcommittee hearings on scandals in the Army. It's not because there isn't more to find out about, but rather because congressmen are prone to travel. And these days, many members of the Ribbicoff Panel on Government Operations are in Europe on other business. When the hearings do resume, there's a wealth of unfinished business to consider. There's the conflicting testimony from the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department and the former chief provost marshal of the U.S. Army on the matter of more than 400 guns. There's the question of the network of senior sergeants who allegedly ran NCO clubs on three continents for personal profit. And no one is quite sure right now how or if the former sergeant major of the Army, William Wooldridge, is involved. The subcommittee's inquiry has the flavor of a criminal trial, and yet it is anything but that. If charges can be substantiated, if there has been wrongdoing, the evidence will go either to the Army for court-martial proceedings or to the Justice Department for criminal prosecution. What the committee has done is to move in a dramatic way elements of the government which might well have done some uncovering of their own. There has been criticism of congressional committees in the past for their efforts to gain headlines more than to write better laws or to achieve justice. Still, the case for committees and their work can be strengthened by recording their independent status and as impartial overseers of the executive departments. There have been congressmen in the past who've made shows of committee hearings, but to burn them as unnecessary would be to overlook their ability to ferret out information where others have refused to look. Robert Goralski, NBC News in Washington.
Hey, Mary Kay, with some monkey business. You ready for it? Here it comes.
There's a smile in the wind as it touches my face and starts to erase all the blue. And the sound of the kiss begins to dismiss the memory of my life without you. Well, it seems like yesterday that my thought took me away, although I know it's been at least a year. But now the time holds on and your patient time alone has brought me even closer to you here.
Fun with the monkeys. Right now on the Monitor College football scoreboard, finals leading off with the East. Utah State 23, Army 7, Yale 41, Columbia 6, Rutgers 20, Navy 6, Villanova 24, Boston College 6, Dartmouth 38, Brown 13, Cornell 41, Harvard 24, and Maryland 20, Duke 7, a mild upset, Penn 13, Lehigh 7, Tulane came from behind to defeat Pittsburgh 26-22, Colgate upset Princeton 35-28, and Penn State, the Nittany Lions, ran the nation's longest major college unbeaten streak of 24 games, a 12.5-point favorite. They just did beat Syracuse 15-14.
Safari by Jimmy Risner. You and I are going to continue our Saturday night safari here on Monitor, the cool medium, right after a very short break. Like that. This is Murray the K.
As you recall, when we left Cowboy Bill yesterday, he was riding toward the edge of the cliff like a crazy person to rescue the lovely Miss Lulabelle. Will he make it? Listen.
Hold on, Miss Lulabelle. I'm a-coming.
I can't hold on.
You got to. I'm almost there.
I'm falling, Cowboy Bill.
Well, I'll be darned. I didn't make it.
Friends, if Cowboy Bill had been driving a 1970 Plymouth Roadrunner, he would have made it. See the cars that make it. The all-new 1970 Plymouths now at your Plymouth dealers. Plymouth makes it.
Well, that does it, old paint. I'm trading you in on a brand-new Plymouth Roadrunner.
Now he thinks of it.
Make it with Roadrunner at your local New York, New Jersey, Fairfield County Plymouth dealer.
WNBC Radio 660 and WNBC FM New York.